ho, ho. Gather around, little ones, and I'll tell you a jolly tale from one Christmas Eve that turned into quite the tangle. The story of when I, Santa Claus, got stuck right in a chimney. It was a particularly frosty night, with the stars twinkling like the twinkles in your eyes when you unwrap a present. The reindeer and I were soaring across the sky, delivering gifts to every good boy and girl. We were making splendid time until we came to a cozy little house nestled deep in the snow. Now, I've been down more chimneys than you've had hot chocolates, but this chimney was different. It was as slim as a candy cane and as twisty as a curly whirly. I should have known better, but I sucked in my belly, held my breath, and down I went. Well, wouldn't you know it? Halfway down, I got stuck. And not just a little bit stuck. I was wedged tighter than a cork in a bottle. My boots were wiggling in the air, and my sack of toys was wedged above me. I wriggled, I jiggled, I tickled my own sides, but nothing worked. Rudolph, I called up to my trusty reindeer, I seemed to be in a bit of a pickle. Rudolph peered down with a puzzled look. Should I pull or push? He asked. I thought for a moment. Push, I said. But when Rudolph pushed, down came my sack of toys. Bop, right on my head. Oh, my jingle bells, I chuckled, rubbing my noggin. That's not going to work. Meanwhile, inside the house, little Timmy and Sarah heard the commotion. Do you hear that? Whispered Sarah. It sounds like Santa's in trouble, said Timmy. They tiptoed out of bed and crept downstairs. And what, to their wondering eyes, did appear? My black boots dangling from their fireplace. Santa? They both gasped. Yes, it's me, I grunted. Could you be dears and give my feet a little pull? Timmy grabbed one boot, Sarah grabbed the other, and they pulled with all their might. Whoa, stop, I cried. My boots are coming off. With one big tug, off came the boots, and Timmy and Sarah landed with a bump. Just then, the family cat, Whiskers, decided to see what the fuss was about. She leapt gracefully onto the pile of boots and children, and with a surprised meow, she sprang right up the chimney and pushed against me with her furry little paws. And that's when it happened. With a pop and a whoosh, I slid right out and landed with a poof in the fireplace, covered in soot from head to toe. Oh, Santa, you're okay! The children cheered. I stood up, brushing myself off. Yes, thanks to you, Timmy and Sarah, and Whiskers too. We all laughed. But I knew I couldn't stay. There were more gifts to deliver and more Christmas cheer to spread. So I placed my finger alongside my nose, gave a nod, and up the chimney I rose. Back in my sleigh I waved to the children. Thank you for your help, and Merry Christmas to all. And as I flew off into the moonlit night, I could hear the children giggling with delight. So remember, my dear little friends, even Santa needs a bit of help sometimes. And no matter how stuck you feel, there's always a way out, if you keep a merry spirit and work together with a laugh. Now snuggle down in your beds, close your eyes, and dream sweetly. For Christmas magic is all about the joy we share, and the love that glows even brighter than my red suit. Good night, my little ones, and always remember the cheer of the season is about helping others, and that's the true gift of Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.